Masechet Zevachim Perek Het Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about the mixing up of different types of korbanot. Mishnah says, Asham shinit arev bishlamim. Korban Asham that became mixed up with the korban shelamim, we don't know which is which. We treat them as all other korbanot that became mixed up. Yid'u ad shiz ta'avu. We say that they should continue to graze until they become blemished. At that point in time, then we would redeem them and we would take the money and buy new korbanot in their place, like we've been talking about in previous mishnayot. Rabbi Shimon omer shenehem yishhatu batzafon v'ya'achelu kehamor shebahen. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that the Asham and the Shelamim are similar in certain respects. The blood application on the Mizbeach is shetayim shehen arba. You put on two corners and then they go to the other four. They both have that. So according to the Bishimon, both of them could be offered. So the Zerikah is the same for both of them. The Asham could be slaughtered only in the north of the courtyard, while the Shelamim could be slaughtered anywhere in the courtyard. So what the Bishimon is saying is shenehem yishhatu basafon. We slaughter both of them in the north, because both of them would have their obligations fulfilled with the slaughtering at that spot. And when we're saying, Ya'achelu kehamor shebahen, you eat them according to the stricter one, which is the Asham. The Korban Asham is only allowed to be eaten by male Kohanim during that day and the night after its slaughter, and only in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. But a Shelamim could be eaten by non-Kohanim, and not only that day and that night, but even the next day as well, and anywhere in Yerushalayim. So since we don't know which animal is which, according to the Bishimon, he's saying you have to be mahmir with both of them and apply the stringencies of the Asham to both of them. That's how we deal with it. The Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah, he says, if this animal is a Shelamim, let it count as a Shelamim. If this animal is a Asham, that it counts as an Asham. So we're basically saying the Kohen makes that condition that it goes wherever it's supposed to go in terms of Lishma, if it's an Asham or if it's a Shelamim. And you go to the Humrah in every respect. You have a lot of overlap with them, and therefore you could be just very strict in certain regards, and both of them would be done according to Halakha. Now the Hachamim, who were the Tanakh Kama, the previous opinion of the Mishnah, said, we can't do this. They'll explain why they rejected Rabbi Shimon. Amru lo, they said to Rabbi Shimon, en mevi'in kadashim lebet apsul. You're not allowed to bring korbanot into a situation where they're going to become invalidated. You can't put them into situations which would increase their chances of going past the time, for example, by reducing the time of eating the Shelamim. A Shelamim is supposed to be eaten that day, of its sacrifice, the night after, and then the day after that. By saying, you know what, it may be an Asham, which only has that day and that night. So we're not going to allow you to eat it the day after. So you're reducing the amount of time that the Korban is allowed to be eaten in. You're also reducing the number of people who are allowed to eat it. We're saying we're going to Humrah, and we're only allowing Kohanim to eat it. And also the area, the spot that you're allowed to eat it, we'll say is only the temple courtyard as opposed to all of Yerushalayim. So what we're doing here is we're going very strict, and we're going to end up causing more korbanot to become disqualified. We're not going to finish all the meat. And therefore, says Hachamim to Rabbi Shimon, the two korbanot are not allowed to be eaten. And just by the strict detail of each one of them, you can't do that. In the following case, we'll have parts of korbanot that were already slaughtered that became mixed together. If pieces of meat from one type of korban became mixed in with pieces of meat from another type of korban, let's say it was kodesh kadashim that got mixed up with kadashim kalim, hane'echalim liyom echad b'ne'echalim l'shnei yamim, or meat that is eaten for one day with meat that's eaten for 2 days and a night, ya'achelu b'hamur shebahen, we treat the meat, all of the meat that we have mixed up over here, according to the stricter version. The Hachamim in this case would agree that we go strict, even though on certain details we're going stricter than we're supposed to, because we're just mixed up on what piece is what piece. And we know that the Hachamim had a problem with doing this earlier on. They said you're going to cause more korbanot to become pasul by not by limiting how they could be eaten, the time, the place, the people. So here we see that we're going much more mahmir. If we're treating, for example, the kacheh kalim like the kacheh kadashim, we now say that as opposed to anybody being allowed to eat it, only male kohanim could eat it. It can only be eaten in the courtyard and only for one day and one night. As opposed to, let's say it was a kadashim kalim, We would say that the meat could be eaten by anybody. It could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. And it's for one day and for one night. That's strict over there. So bottom line, by the fact that we're saying we're going strict, we're limiting it as well. But we would say that here, especially as the Bar Tinura used the Lashon, they might eat le-mevad. What are you going to do at this point in time? The Korban is slaughtered. Things are mixed up. You don't have another ulterior method of fixing the situation like you could in the last Mishnah where you could redeem them for money. Here, the Shechita happened. The burning of the Mizbeach happened. You have pieces of meat in front of you. So this is your best recourse. This is the best way to handle the situation.